USDA prime rib, ribeye, filet mignon, or New York strip. Check them out online at surfandsirloin.com. The 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hollywood Casino St. Louis is the place to party before and after every concert this year. Whether you want to chill on the 99 Hops House patio enjoying a great selection of brews, or if you want to try your luck on the casino floor. They also offer VIP packages, hotel, free slot play, food credits, and transportation to and from the concert with your own VIP entrance. Enjoy the show. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Sundays this August are perfect for one thing, a round of golf at Eagle Springs Golf Course. Each Sunday this month, join them as they celebrate 30 years in business with the best deal in golf. $30 gets you 18 holes and a cart. Get the deal online only at eaglesprings.com now, and you can even snag those much-loved morning tee times. That's the best deal in golf every Sunday in August, just $30 online at eaglesprings.com. And if the traditional game isn't enough for you, Eagle Springs is the only area course always available for foot golf.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin, for reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
The summer's most spectacular event is coming to Worldwide Technology Raceway. The Pomerino Automotive Group 500. One giant weekend of music, camping, fireworks, and the NTT IndyCar Series. The fastest double track racers in the world, stopping at nothing to take the checkered flag. Only 5 minutes from the arch at the most incredible track on the planet. Brought to you in part by Illinois and Illinois Self Tourism. Get your race info and tickets now at WWTRaceway.com.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
We'll have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Sing it, Kate Smith. All right, everybody, get in a good mood. If you're not in a good mood, put yourself in a good mood. You can do it.
We'll help. Full moon tonight.
We'll help you. Oh, beautiful. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I love full moon. Boy.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Heaven.
A bad place to touch.
Well, what is that? Where is a bad place to touch?
I think it's the lower back.
Down there. Lower back?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't like being touched there.
Are you kidding? You don't like somebody touching your lower back?
I'm kidding, Frank.
Oh, well, how do I know? I don't know.
Fantastic tone.
It's hard to tell when you're kidding, to be fair.
Let me do some play-by-play here. You asked if he was kidding. He nods yes, and you go, are you kidding?
But I thought he was nodding yes, like, I don't like people touching my back. I didn't...
This means yes, this means no.
But he nodded yes.
The segment's already ruined. No, it's ruined. The whole segment's ruined.
No, there's been yes and no.
Bill Clevin doesn't have trivia today because Scott Sherman's still here. He'll win.
No.
Hey, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. We'll talk about Ballast Dental Care.
Hey!
After we do a round of introductions, I think by now you know who's at the control board. He's been there for over 2 years now. I don't know what he did when he was in Great Britain for 19 years or what kind of... Well, he was an exterminator. We do know that. I don't remember what all else he did. I do know that 10 of those 19 years, he was in Birmingham, England. And da, 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 da. Yes, he's the one and only Trevor Limey Limestone. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. And to settle your curiosity, I worked in a bar and in a restaurant.
Oh, hold on. You said bar.
I did.
Bar. Instead of I worked in a bar.
I did.
You're Americanized.
I did.
Ooh, way to go.
I did.
In a bar.
A bar.
I broke Bill.
And what else? Exterminator. Worked in a bar.
No. In England, I just worked as a chef and behind the bar.
And I always get the impression it's a lot of pubs and stuff.
Yeah,
lot of jobs. A lot of jobs working in bars.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good for you.
I like it when Tim does the Queen, when he does the, when you do the dun, 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 dun.
I did not like that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I
did. That's why I told him months ago to stop doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to guarantee that he'll keep doing it, tell him you don't like it. then you know he's going
to
do it.
Way to be, Dan.
Yeah.
I see that Bill Cleveland is with us, which means today he... obviously didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or...
Big old southern girl.
Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and I was going to do trivia, but...
No, you're not.
No.
You
got
to
do it. You got to do it.
You got it.
I'm just kidding. No.
It makes us have to work harder having him here. It just means we have to try harder, like Avis. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason, both Senior Vice Presidents of Investments with Stifel. And you can join them for a retirement seminar at Bishop's Post in Chesterfield tonight. It is tonight. There's still time at 6:30. Admission is free. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And to reserve your seat or for their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Got an email from Denny's headquarters.
Oh, wow.
They're looking for people. And so we understand you have somebody on your show who wants work for us. Wonder if he'd be interested in coming back. Well, I can answer that. No, he's not interested at all. He's also not interested in ever again selling knives door to door or selling beer at Busch Stadium as a vendor or being a DJ at a roller rink because he has rock solid jobs, multiple jobs, right here that pay extremely well. Look, not just anybody can be head of research. Not just anybody can reset the digital clock. We've seen that firsthand. People got up on a ladder. It's way up high here in the studio. They had no clue. And then Tim gets on the ladder, and guess what happened? Ladder broke. And he reset the clock. So he's also our newsman, our news director. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. And there's one other thing that he does, and he does a lot of it apparently. It's his primary job. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I will, and I just want to let you know that last night on the Cardinals broadcast, Jim Edmonds, Cardinals Hall of Famer, used the word quadrant when explaining the strike zone last night.
I heard that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. He did.
He used the word quadrant.
Stole it from you.
I never used that word.
No,
I can't
no.
even say it. I don't know what it means.
Turn my Shannon's mic off.
Quadrant.
So for people whose names rhyme with Blevlin, there you go. Like to say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. They would love to put you in a new Chevy
yes,
or a pre-owned vehicle. give them a call. 314-837-1800. Open right now. 314-837-1800. Or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call or whether you go online, make sure you let them know that you're AM and the PM when you go to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
That's right. It's extremely important. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
Oh, you do? Rat Boy uses that word quadrant all the time. Huh. He's telling me somebody, I guess a listener, gave him a big old cheese wheel. And he didn't eat all of it. He ate a quadrant. It was a quadrant of what?
Cheese.
Yeah, a quadrant of cheese. That's what he calls like a pie-shaped piece you take out of that wheel of cheese. That's all he thinks about is cheese. And
cheese.
I'll tell you, that's right, Red Boy. All these guys think about is making people happy with their polka music. And you know who I'm talking about. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I have an appointment next Wednesday at Ballast Dental Care. Be in the chair for an hour and a half, I guess, something like that. I don't even know what we're doing. I don't ask. If I did, I wouldn't understand it. I just trust them, and I have for 46 years. If they say it needs to be done, it needs to be done. And I haven't always done everything they told me to do. I've been bad. They've told me for years, get an electric toothbrush, and I wouldn't do it. But now I have an electric toothbrush. I finally got a water pick. I don't have to floss because I have a water pick. And even with not doing everything they said, I'm lucky because my, I don't know, genetics, I guess. I never had to have any major. I still have all my wisdom teeth, and I'm still scared. I think at my age, they don't pull them anymore. But I've always wondered, is that day going to come where they go, oh, take your wisdom teeth out? Which, by the way, used to be a horrible thing. I mean, people that had their wisdom teeth, they were laid up for like 3 days.
Well, if they're impacted.
Yeah, if they're impacted.
Then they have to go in and.
Oh, man.
You
cut them out with a chainsaw.
Yeah,
oh.
If they pop through, because I had one taken out.
I think mine are all still there. And hopefully I'll die with them. I hope. Ballast Dental Care. 46 years. I don't know anybody who can do better testimonial than I can do unless somebody's been there 48 years, 47 years. I think they've only been around for 46 for me. I think I got there after they'd been open a couple of years, so maybe 48. But after 46 years, I think I'm qualified to tell you that this is the dental clinic, seriously, that you just didn't think existed. And I can't sit here and compare them to other dental clinics because I don't go to other dental clinics. But I know people who have, and I read the emails of people who have. And there was a time in my life before I got married, I had gone to a couple of other dentists. I don't even remember their names. All I know is I went to each one once, and when I walked out, I said, I'm never going back there again. Either the Novocaine shot hurt, or they had bad breath, or I just didn't like it. I didn't like the reception area. I liked the hygienist. I like everything about Ballast Dental Care, and you will too. From the time you walk in, from the reception area on, it is a pleasant and wonderful place that does not have to be a scary place. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't be afraid to go do something that is vital, necessary to being healthy, and you don't have to be. Make one, but just that one appointment. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for a lifetime commitment from you. One appointment. And when you do, you tell them why you're there. Say, I'm AM and the PM. They like it. We like it. And we're glad you are. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. All the information you need is at ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Arizona.
You know who's here? Bill Clavlin's here.
La Paloma. He said La Paloma.
Where is that, La Paloma? I don't know. But he's been there. And Bill hasn't, but he'll eventually go there because he does go everywhere. And he shares it with us and with you. It is brought to you by Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. And I would like for you, if you're in the market for replacement windows, to just find out a little bit about them, if you would, please, at windowworldst.louis.com. Let's welcome on this fantastic Thursday, Bill Clavlin. Every time I say Bill, I want to say it Bill Cleveland. Now, before you, hi, Bill, how are you?
Good.
Before you speak, Bill heard us talking about weight earlier. Tim was talking about what he weighs, and I mentioned what I weighed when I got married, which was 145. 6 feet tall, 145. That's thin. And so Bill this morning takes a picture of the scale. He gets
this afternoon. This is while you were
this
talking.
Afternoon. This,
yeah, during the
picture
show.
Of the scale. Would you tell him what you weigh?
Well, I actually was surprised that I weighed this little. I thought I'd weigh a little more. 139 pounds.
Unbelievable. But how tall are you?
Five, 6 and a half, okay. Something like that.
Yeah. At 6 feet, I only weighed 6 pounds more than you when I got married. That's how thin I was.
Man, you could have turned sideways and stuck.
Sideways.
Yeah, sideways, stuck out your tongue and looked like a zipper.
Yeah, it's 100 years old, that joke.
La Paloma is in Texas.
Okay, thank you for that.
Johnny Cash has been there.
Yeah.
Thank you for
He's
that.
He's been there.
Been there. Right. Where are we going or what are we doing?
In a bar.
So, to celebrate, or commemorate, I should say, Elvis Presley, who died yesterday.
Ooh, that's right,
1977.
Yeah.
He would have been 84 years old, which is hard to picture an 84-year-old Elvis.
I worked in an ad agency, and my boss's wife was crazy for Elvis, and he had to go home and console her. The office manager... She called the office. The office manager went in his office and said, "You got to go home. Your wife's hysterical." I'm kidding. She lost her mind when he died. And a lot of people did.
I called, I didn't know it at the time, but I had called this girl that I was seeing back in 77.
And his microphone's always louder than that.
I don't know. Well, hold on. How about that?
He's
is that
in
better?
Control of
it's
it.
Louder. Okay, go ahead.
Is that better?
Yeah.
So she, her sister answered the phone, and she went, "Hello."
Oh no! There were
wrong?
Millions of people around the world just hysterical. With Lamy, you wouldn't really understand it.
I wasn't even born yet. No.
It was my goodness! It was. It's like as if all the Beatles had been killed in 1970 or something. The world would have just gone crazy.
All right, so we're going to do a little trivia. Some of these are I'm going to put into questions, so I have a lot of just Elvis fun facts. So we'll just try to answer them quickly.
Can I just share with everybody how mean Scott Sherman is? Normally he leaves. He knew we're doing trivia, so he's not telling.
He
stays so he can win.
He
did not. I want to hear the joke.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
In person. Okay.
Right.
And your trivia.
Right. All right. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, wait. Do we have to shout out our name before we answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well.
And we have to wait till the question is completed.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go. Got a lot of these to get to.
We have to shout out our weight before we answer.
Yeah. All right.
Should do pretty
Elvis
well.
Was born in which town?
Frank.
Yep.
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah.
That is correct.
One thing.
Okay. In what year was his first single, Heartbreak Hotel, released?
Frank.
Yes.
1956?
That is correct.
Yo, yeah!
Wow.
Who's the leader?
Wow. In which film of 1956 did Presley make his film debut?
Frank.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Frank
yes.
is a runaway champion.
Well, he's like an Elvis savant.
No, I'm not.
We've got a lot.
He was the only one that was alive back then.
We've got a lot to get to.
What, Tim?
He's got Elvis.com up there on his screen.
I do not.
Which backup singers worked with Elvis through the 60s?
Frank.
Yes.
Jordanaires.
The Jordanaires.
Oh, boy.
Right. Jeez. What was Elvis's first number one hit in the U.K.?
Oh, blimey. Oh, Scott?
Blue suede shoes.
Incorrect.
UK.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Hound Dog.
Nope.
What? Frank. I'll go ahead, Tim. Tim first.
Love Me Tender.
Nope.
Frank.
Yes.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Nope. You're all idiots.
Wow.
Limey.
Yes.
Suspicious Minds.
Oh, good.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
Was
that
was
way later.
Idiot.
All
shook
up. All shook up. Starting with Heartbreak Hotel, how many consecutive U.S. chart number ones did Elvis Presley have?
That's a tough one.
Okay, it's multiple choice on that, Bill.
Yeah, that should be multiple choice.
I can give you a multiple choice.
Okay.
7, 9, or 11 in
Dan.
A row. Number one songs. Yes, Dan.
9.
Nope.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
11.
11. That
Thank
is
you, Dan,
correct.
For making it easier for me.
11.
Sure.
11-11.
That was wrong. I was going to guess 7.
Yeah. Elvis only performed...
Wouldn't it have been fun if you had and you'd been wrong?
Elvis only performed in two countries, the United States and what other country?
Ooh.
Dan. Frank?
Dan, you were first.
Thank you.
Germany?
Nope.
Frank. Yes, Frank. Canada?
Canada, that is correct. And can I give you just a random fun fact?
Sure.
Hang on.
Yeah,
that
sure.
I pulled aside. So I was reading this earlier. So Tom Parker, right? Colonel Parker. One of the reasons they think that they never performed outside of the U.S. was because, and I did not know this until today.
He would have been arrested.
He was an illegal immigrant.
Yes.
I did not know that. He was from Holland. I'm sorry. I guess I'm the only one who didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, sure you did, Scott.
Actually, it was in. Never mind. You're right.
Elvis, of course, had the famous black hair, which was dyed. What was his natural hair color?
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Like dishwater brown.
Brown. Yeah, that is correct. Let's see here. So, Elvis purchased his first guitar when he was 11 years old, but it is not the purchase that he wanted to make with his money. What did he want to buy first? When his mom convinced him to buy that guitar.
Ooh, yeah, I've read
Limey.
This.
Yes.
It was a Penthouse magazine.
No. I've actually read this and I cannot remember.
Anybody going to take this?
No.
What did he want to buy?
He wanted to
His mom convinced him to get
it. I'll take wild Frank. Wild guess drums.
No.
Okay.
He wanted to buy a rifle.
Whoa.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
A rifle?
Good job.
You got it.
Nice
go down.
Way to go. Wow, you're brilliant.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Hang on one second.
Tim, do you hate Elvis?
Who hates Elvis? Tim?
Me.
You really don't.
No,
I can tell. Sitting here, I can tell he does not like Elvis.
Jeopardy theme?
No, he doesn't.
I wanted the bell for getting that one right.
No, he doesn't like Elvis. I can just tell.
What was Elvis's nickname for his manhood? Reportedly.
Little Elvis.
Little Elvis, that's right.
Yeah.
Little Elvis.
See, I would have said Big Elvis.
Yeah.
Who does?
All right. A song released, let me see, how can I word this? Which one of Elvis's songs was inspired by a newspaper article about a local suicide?
Ooh.
Tim.
Yes.
Heartbreak Hotel.
That is correct.
Even as an Elvis hater,
the secret Elvis fan over here.
He gets one right.
I felt so lonely.
What was that?
Felt so lonely.
I could die.
I felt so lonely. I could die.
How tall was Elvis Presley?
Well, Frank.
Yes?
5'11", I think.
This is... Okay. Anybody else take another shot?
Well, is he right or wrong?
Damn. No, he's wrong.
Well, it says 6. It says 6. But that's actually not true. But
it's
okay.
It's a 6.
On a big hair day.
When recording... You're not going to get this one. I'll just say...
No, try it.
Okay, I'll try to word it as a question. What song was Elvis recording in the studio that he demanded to record it 31 times in a row before he liked the outcome?
Mm.
And it was a hit song.
That's a tough one.
Tim.
Early song. Yes, Tim.
Hound Dog.
That is correct.
Oh. Hey, unbelievable. You don't like him,
how
but
did you know that?
You know.
I just pull stuff out of my skinny little caboose every once in a while.
Wow, nice job. Okay. In 1959, while serving overseas, Elvis was 24 years old and met his future wife, Priscilla. How old was Priscilla Presley?
Frank.
Yes.
14.
She was 14 years old.
Whoa. They were creepy back then.
This, I think, is actually my favorite.
I'm excited that
Didn't he tell her parents he would wait for her?
Yeah.
They were married 8 years later.
I'm excited we've gotten this far, and Scott hasn't gotten one answer.
He has not.
That deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
God, you must feel horrible. You must feel like an idiot.
I'm very impressed.
You should do Elvis trivia every Thursday.
Yeah. Just for that reason.
All right. I'm going to try to carefully word this question, but to me, this is, I don't know. I think this is the most interesting one that I have here. So Elvis had the hit song It's Now or Never. That was a 1960 hit song. It inspired a prisoner. Oh man,
why the camera?
It inspired a prisoner who heard it in jail and vowed to pursue a career in music upon his release.
Scott.
Bill.
Oh, Scott, you know it?
Charles Manson.
See, I didn't finish the question, so that was...
Disqualified.
Disqualified.
Was it finished with
disqualified.
My...
Disqualified.
This person who had a deep voice was serving a 4-month sentence for stealing tires.
Dan.
Sorry, it was a convoluted way of asking that question, but yes, Dan.
Johnny Cash?
Nope.
Tim.
Yes, Tim?
Charles Manson.
No.
Was it Frank?
Yes.
J.D. Sumner?
No. No.
Limey?
Yeah.
Barry White.
It was Barry White.
It was?
Did you just guess that?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I just figured an old guy with a deep voice, it Barry White.
Wow. Barry White. He was in jail for stealing tires.
Wow. The Walrus of Love.
Way to go, Limey.
All right. Baby, yeah.
So I'm just going to have everybody throw out a number here.
Give me your tires.
I like your tread.
So everybody will be able to throw out a number here. Following his divorce from Priscilla in 1972, Elvis was said to have allowed, quote, good-looking girls who waited outside Graceland to enter after hours. What was the highest number of women who were allowed in Graceland in one night?
Ooh.
Tim.
Yes.
69.
No.
I'll say 17.
No.
Oh. 24.
Well, higher or lower.
You didn't say your name.
Oh, damn.
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
12.
Nope.
Well, he said you didn't say you just go around.
Go ahead, Frank. Do the last one.
23. I don't know.
152.
Way to go, King.
Yes.
Way to go, King.
Oh, King. You come on in.
Yeah,
you come
Red
on
Bull
in.
Unless you and you stay out your ugly ass.
Now serving number 152. All right, so we got two left here. Elvis Presley was distantly related to two former U.S. presidents.
Wow.
Who were they?
Huh.
Two of them.
I will say one is fairly recent. One would not have, not so recent.
No one of us. None of it. But you get both of them. What if we get one of them?
Well,
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Bill Clinton and Abraham Lincoln.
Either one.
I will tell him he got one right.
Oh,
really?
One of the
he
two
didn't
right.
get both right.
Yeah, anybody else?
Take a shot. Which one did he get right?
I'm not going to tell you.
It was Bill Clinton.
I'll tell you at the end.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dan, take a guess.
Yeah, Bill Clinton and Andrew Jackson.
Neither of those are
correct.
Yes, Frank.
Oh, Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter.
No, neither one of those was right.
So Tim,
so go ahead, Frank. No, you got one right, Frank.
Oh,
go ahead, Tim.
Jimmy Carter.
I'll say Jimmy Carter and Franklin Delano Presley.
FDP, one of my favorite presidents.
FDP.
Abraham Lincoln and Jimmy Carter.
Oh. Whoa.
I'm Jim McCarter. I'm a little Elvis.
Hey, you know who else is related to Elvis? Like fourth or fifth cousin down the line is my buddy Tim Reynolds.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't see that on the list.
No.
That was my question.
I'm Jim McCarter. I was humble to play Elvis Presley.
It's like Kermit the Frog related to Elvis Presley. All right, the last one. And boy, not a moment too soon. Elvis Presley recorded more than 600 songs. How many of those did he write?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Zero.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh! Just
easy.
Get to the last question. Scott probably got one.
And they say because, but he did get song credits on a lot of them because the record label demanded that writers give him 50% credit before he would record their songs.
Wow.
So he is credited with writing, even though he really didn't
That's just smart business. I'm Jimmy Carter. He was smart. I advised him on that, how to
like
do that.
Like you guys were on your peanut farm?
Yeah. He came to the peanut farm one time, ate a bunch of peanuts, and then mashed them up and made the peanut butter, and made a peanut butter and then a sandwich out of them. I said, Elvis, what are you doing? He said, shut up, Jimmy. I like peanut butter jelly sandwiches. That's a true story. I'm Jimmy Carter.
You know, you saw the cross between so much across Charlie Brown's teacher.
I misspoke earlier. That does not sound like Kermit. It's your Gerald Ford that sounds like Kermit.
Oh, Brown. Yeah.
I'm Gerald Ford.
Yeah, that's good. Say hi to Miss Piggy. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Never play you that... I was in the room when Gerald Ford met Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll play a little of it. I'm Gerald Ford. I'm Jimmy Carter. That was it. That was it. That's when they met. Yeah, that was it.
What a conversation. Wow, what an incredible moment.
Thank you, Bill. Bill, courtesy of...
Bill?
No, thank you, Bill, period. Bill, courtesy of Window World. Wow, you're so uneducated.
Was Bill Clinton in the room when Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford met?
I'm not related to him. I'm not related to Elvis. I'm not related to Jimmy Carter. I'm not related to him, and I did not have sex with my wife ever. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information.
That my guess is they say they found a book on Jeffrey Epstein's island, pedophile island, of names of people. My guess is we will never hear the names in that book. No. Anybody think we will? I don't think so. I think mysteriously it'll disappear.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't think we'll ever see those names. I think there are people who can create suicide and people who can make books disappear.
There was another death, too. Did you hear that apparently there's a judge that was presiding over one of those cases just died, too?
Really?
He died of old age?
He was up there, but he just mysteriously died. He just died within the last few days. I think that's kind of interesting, too.
That is very interesting. Eddie Murphy, if I am reading the information right, has signed with Netflix a $70 million deal to come back and do stand-up. He's got a movie, Coming to America. They're redoing it.
And then there's another one, Dolomite. He's got coming out.
All of a sudden, after No Eddie Murphy, boom, boom, boom. Well, for $70 million, I'd come out of hibernation.
He says he's been writing material for 30 years.
Well, he must have a lot of good stuff by now. Guy behind me on the way in today was in a really nice car. In the traffic.
Oh.
And he was smoking. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, there's a car I will never buy. Limey, you smoke in your car?
No, I don't.
You don't? Good. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when you go to trade it, they're going to give you less for it, and it's going to be harder to sell.
Right.
When I look at a pre-owned car, and I have many times, when I open the door, right then I know, smoker?
Oh, yeah.
No, because you cannot get it out. You just will never get it out. It's just a word of advice to smokers. Don't smoke in your car. Toy Story 4. Folks, if you've never seen it, forget kids or grandkids. You don't need to have any kids in your family. This is another brilliant piece of animation and just a fun movie for anybody, and it just crossed the $1 billion box office mark.
It is good. We saw it.
That is Pixar's fourth $1 billion movie. You did see it?
Yes.
It's excellent.
It is.
Unlike a lot of things, by the time they get to part four, one, two, it's as good as one.
Oh,
it just is. It's really, really good. And, you know, not to spend too much time on anything serious, but this guy in Philadelphia who for 7 hours held the police off, he shot one cop and six others went to the hospital. He this is absolutely all you need to know about gun laws. He had a long criminal record, and he also had a felon who was not allowed to have a gun, yet he had a gun. So I don't know how many more laws you could ever have that you can't, that'll keep a guy like this from having a gun.
Did you see all the idiot people that were out there taunting and laughing at the police while this guy's shooting at the police?
Yeah.
No. It's too bad he didn't shoot one of them.
And you know why they did that? I think they were all black and he was black.
Yeah.
It's like the people that screamed supporting O.J. Before they had any shred of evidence, they all had decided, we want O.J. Run, O.J., run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And those people were, I guess, had already predetermined that the cops were wrong in what they were doing at that house. Yet the guy, they were there to issue him a warrant for narcotics, a warrant out for his arrest, and he had a violent history, and absolutely shouldn't have had a gun, but he had a gun anyway.
And he had hostages that they got out.
Yeah.
The SWAT team went in and got him out.
I mention this for the ladies because I think a lot of women liked Patrick Swayze. Tomorrow night, I think it's tomorrow night. Sunday night. Sunday night on the Paramount, which is where Yellowstone is, I Am Patrick Swayze, documentary on Patrick Swayze, who died 10 years ago at the age of 57. And women loved Patrick Swayze.
That's true.
I like Patrick Swayze.
Pancreatic cancer?
Yep. And again, there's another example, like Michael Landon. Couldn't be in better shape, great looking. Pancreatic cancer doesn't care how you look or how much money you have. It just...
Nobody puts a baby in the corner.
Yeah. Dirty Dancing. My wife has seen it at least 10 times.
My favorite is The Ghost.
Ghost is good.
Good movie.
Ghost, they said he had to beg for that part.
Really?
That wasn't who they wanted, and he kept, you know, begging, campaigning, and he finally got it. The joke requires a little time to tell it, and I will tell you, the last time I told it, I got two emails from people who said, I don't get it. I didn't get that joke. I think 99% of you will get it. I told it to Dan yesterday off the air, and our trip is what made me think of it. That's all I'll say. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a songwriter who's having writer's block, you know, authors who write books, songs. Sometimes you get a creative block. You just cannot either start, or you get to a point and you just can't finish, can't come. And he has a song in his head. And here's the melody. Da 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 da. That's as far as he can get. He cannot get any the next note. Da 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 da. He tries it on the piano. Ding 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 ding. That's as far as he can get. He's telling his friend, he said, I'm going insane. I can't believe this. I got a great song in my head. It's as far as I can get. And he said, well, maybe you should do what a lot of writers do. A lot of times they go far, far away. Like they'll go to France. And a little town in France. Get yourself a little place and maybe you'll be able to write, be inspired. Not be distracted with all the stuff here. So he says, okay, it's a great idea. So he goes to France. And he gets himself an apartment three floors up with a balcony, a pretty balcony, looking out over a street in Paris. And he sits out on that balcony with a pad and paper. Da, 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 da. Nothing. Nothing. So he takes a recorder and thinks, maybe if I don't try to write, maybe if I hum it into a recorder, then I'll hear it played back and that'll come to me. So he hums it in the recording, turns on the recorder, plays it back. He throws the recorder down and jumps off the balcony to kill himself. Decides, that's it. And lands on the street, on the pavement. And people crowd around. He's not dead. He is seriously injured. And some people go, call an ambulance, trying to keep him, don't go to sleep, don't go to sleep. And as he's lying there, he's trying to say something. And they lean down. Da, 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 he dies. And just then, ambulance comes around the corner. Da, 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 da.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. Bumper to bumper eastbound 70, the Blanchett Bridge to an earlier crash at St. Charles Rock Road. Westbound 70, heavy 170 through the Rock Road. You're stacking up out of the city. Westbound 64 at Compton. Now we have a crash eastbound 64 on the Poplar Street Bridge near the Illinois Bank. Slow westbound 44 Jefferson to Grand and then Elm all the way to 270. Surprise medical bills are bankrupting Americans. Now insurance companies want to make things worse with a scheme called rate setting. They want to cover even less of your medical care while making billions in profits. Tell Congress to vote no on rate setting, paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Sundays this August are perfect for one thing, a round of golf at Eagle Springs Golf Course. Each Sunday this month, join them as they celebrate 30 years in business with the best deal in golf. $30 gets you 18 holes and a cart. Get the deal online only at eaglesprings.com now, and you can even snag those much-loved morning tee times. That's the best deal in golf every Sunday in August, just $30 online at eaglesprings.com. And if the traditional game isn't enough for you, Eagle Springs is the only area course always available for foot golf.
The summer's most spectacular event is coming to Worldwide Technology Raceway. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. One giant weekend of music, camping, fireworks, and the NTT IndyCar Series. The fastest double truck racers in the world, stopping at nothing to take the checkered flag. Only 5 minutes from the arch at the most incredible track on the planet. Brought to you in part by Illinois and Illinois Salt Tourism. Get your race info and tickets now at WWTRaceway.com.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Let's go down to Dallas, Texas. What do you say? Check in with Mike Evans. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And next door, the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. You know where that is. You go out 40. I still call it 40. Interstate 64. Boone's Crossing. Cross over, turn left, go the east of everything else, and there they are. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards. Always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Closed only on Monday, and reservations are absolutely necessary for dinner, and I think for lunch. Why not? Be safe. Make a reservation. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now present Mike Evans, everybody. I believe Mr. Evans would like to start off by changing something he said yesterday. It's all yours.
After 7,865 pop quizzes.
Oh, my goodness.
7,800. The pop quiz question was, who does not like sports? Correct pop quiz question. But while doing my quick research after finding the answer to the pop quiz question, I made one error in that when I pulled up John Hamm, there were a lot of stories as I glanced about John Hamm and Boston Red Sox and the Celtics. Turns out he hates them rather than he likes them. And when I saw a picture of him throwing out a first pitch wearing a uniform that was red, I just kind of glanced at it and wrongly assumed it was a Boston Red Sox Cardinal uniform instead of a St. Louis Cardinal uniform.
Well, here's what I always say. I respect a man who will step up and say, I messed it up. Boy, did we hear about that. Woo! This is John Hamm, Blues, Cardinal. Yeah. He's from here, and he's all in. But the answer, you're right, was still correct to the pod. Ted Danson is the one.
Yeah, and I just didn't take enough time looking when I was looking for any celebrity that loves sports, and John Hamm jumped right up. And he really does hate the Boston team.
No. You saw the article I sent you where, honestly, in an interview, he said he can't stand them. It's not just that he likes the St. Louis. He cannot stand the Boston teams.
Yeah.
But I might say, too, in the interest of full disclosure, sometimes, and kids, this is a lesson, sometimes Mr. Evans is under the slight influence of alcohol from wine.
That is true.
And it causes him to, you know, make hasty decisions.
A little bit. Okay, now today's pop quiz question. The American Medical Association says that there are four common things that some of us are guilty of that can cause brain damage over time.
Oh, boy.
These are the four things that can cause brain damage over time. Overeating, smoking, sleep deprivation, and skipping breakfast. But which one, they say, is most likely to cause brain damage? Answer in a minute. We got three great movie reviews for you today, starting off with Blinded by the Lights in 1987.
Yeah.
England, a traditional dead-end Pakistani family in general, and their teenage son in particular, set the stage for one of the best movies of the year. The teenager's life is a bore until he hears a Bruce Springsteen cassette, and that changes his life. The boss's lyrics become his life goal and map for his future, while everybody else thinks he's lost his mind. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. It's heartwarming, it's hilarious, it's exhilarating, great acting, and a super fabulous soundtrack. PG-13, 114 minutes, 4 stars for Blinded by the Light.
I can't wait. I read one article on this, and I thought, this has to be, just in the way that yesterday was, this has to be a great movie.
You got it. And then there's more. It's called Good Boys, about three 12-year-old boys who are invited to their first kissing party.
Yeah.
But they need to learn how to kiss, and what better way to learn than to use their dad's drone to spy on some experienced teenage girls.
Yeah.
But the girls capture the drone, and now their biggest problem is getting dad's drone back. That will involve playing on the freeway, running from the cops, some drugs, huge paintball battle, and, of course, war with these girls. Fresh, different, totally hilarious, rated R, 95 minutes, 3.5 stars for Good Boys.
All right.
And there's more. Angry Birds 2 is an all-out, fly-by-the-seat-of-their-feathers war. Angry Birds, green piggies, some new characters, provide 100 minutes of nonstop fun and surprises. It's one of those movies. Take the kids. It's rated PG, 95 minutes, 3 stars. So I don't know what the weather's like in St. Louis. Probably hotter than hell.
Actually today it's really nice. Upper 80s, humidity's down to 53%. It's a beautiful day. It's
supposed to get some rain over the weekend.
Rain's coming.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, if you're looking for something to do, three good movies.
Those all sound really... The Angry Birds is the one I'm interested in least, but I'm glad to see that this weekend we got three family movies that all sound good.
There you go. Odds and Ends. I really liked George Michaels. I first met him when he was the lead singer of Wham.
1 minute.
Jitterbug. He died, and the house that he died in has been sold. They say it's haunted. That George Michaels is still in the house.
Mm.
50 seconds.
His name is George Michaels.
And finally, on the broadcast. The American Medical Association says that there are three common things that some people do that will cause brain damage. These are the four, but what's the worst thing you can do? Overeat, smoke, sleep deprivation, or skipping breakfast?
I'm going to say sleep deprivation.
Overeat. Sleep degradation.
I'll say smoke.
Number four is smoking.
Oh, shoot.
Number three is overeating. Number two is sleep deprivation.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Number one is skipping breakfast.
Oh, what?
That wasn't even...
What's that?
Okay, 5 seconds.
Sleep!
Yeah. He mispronounced deprivation. And it is George Michael, not George Michael.
Right.
He's full of mistakes. Hey, thanks for being with us. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Martin Kilcoin. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com. St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
NFL exhibitions tonight, and Aaron Rodgers is out for Green Bay as they play at Baltimore. Tight back is the problem. There are five games total. Fox TV will have a game this Sunday night. Seahawks at Vikings. Quarterback Landry Jones signed with the XFL, which starts in February. Has your check engine light come on recently? Then check out the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help you troubleshoot the likely cause. Get in the zone. AutoZone. DeMarcus Cousins of the Lakers is out indefinitely with a torn ACL. He was hurt while working out in Las Vegas this week. He has a one-year deal. The timeline for Cousins' surgery is being discussed. The Clippers gave forward Patrick Patterson a one-year contract. To Major League Baseball, ninth inning at Miami. Marlins leading the Dodgers 13-7 despite four L.A. home runs. Cody Bellinger's 40th of the year. Seattle won 7-2 at Detroit. I'm Steve DeSegre.
We are Fox Sports.
You know who this is?